Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Robot Industry Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to advanced manufacturing, capital equipment, and the robotics and automation industry. My name is Jim Beretta, and I am your host.
I'd like to welcome today our guest, and that is Dave Henderson. And David is the founder and CEO of NuScale Robotics and NuScale Technologies. NuScale was founded in 2002 to create unique motion solutions that deliver the smallest size, highest precision, plug-and-play integration, and save time. NuScale Robotics Smart Grippers are agile automation solutions for small part gauging, data logging, and sorting for high-mix, small-batch manufacturing. These grippers are UR Plus certified and install in minutes. NuScale Technologies micromotion innovations include piezoelectric motors that move optics in mobile phone cameras and mechatronic motion solutions for medical, industrial, and aerospace applications. All the products are embedded solutions, and so no separate electronics are required. So, Dave, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
On our podcast today, we're going to talk about a new exciting robotic end-of-arm tool that your company has built for small part manufacturers called Q-Span. But before we get to that, I wanted to get a little bit of background from you. You first got interested in automation and robotics, creating these ultra miniature motors. Can you tell the audience a little bit about your life and that part of your business?
Sure. My whole career has really been around precision motion. And in 2002, at our start, we invented and manufactured some tiny piezoelectric motors that were small enough to move the lens in your smartphone camera. And that was really our start with this this journey into embedded motion. We created solutions that could focus your camera in the smallest smartphones. In 2012, that industry went a different direction, frankly. So we took this technology into medical, industrial, aerospace, and defense applications, and really emphasized this idea of embedded motion. As you described, it's all the electronics are inside. There is no separate drive. All of our devices, these smart micromechatronic modules, they fit on your fingertip. And we emphasize these three words, small, precise, and smart. From this core background in 2017, it was really a logical transition to start thinking about how to create plug-and-play gripper calipers for the newest and smallest collaborative robots, and in particular, the newest robots from Universal Robots. So in 2018, in September, we launched our new NuScale Robotics division, which is part of NuScale Technologies, and we introduced the new gripper caliper for the Universal Robots line. You know, and its most important attribute that came out in 2018 was how precise it was, how we were able not only to pick up parts, but also to measure parts. In 2019, last year, we introduced, or about a year ago, introduced the new multi-tool mount that really leveraged this idea of plug and play and embedded motion into a three grippers on one robot solution, where you can basically increase your throughput, reduce your cycle time, getting the most out of a single robot. And then the next evolution of this product was in last December when we introduced the Q-Span workstation that takes this three grippers on one robot and merges it into a complete workstation solution that automates small part measurement and specifically automates the manual measurements currently being made using digital calipers.
Thanks for that, Dave. Your new product is meant to help small part manufacturers be more profitable and solve what kinds of problems?
So our mission in NuScale Robotics is to really provide the smart automation tools for flexible manufacturing. And this really is mostly emphasizing small and medium-sized enterprises that have, but not always, but any enterprise where there's a high mix, small batch manufacturing, where you simply can't use hard tool automation that does one thing and one thing only. And so we created a full solution, the Q-Span workstation, and we chose to work with Universal Robots as the industry-leading cobot supplier. And our emphasis today is on automating that digital caliper measurements, where you can, in a small company, where you might be paying a person full-time to measure parts with digital calipers, where we can automate that to increase the productivity of your staff and improve your overall process quality.
David, what are some of the challenges to manually measuring with a digital caliper?
Sure. First of all, the measurements themselves take a fairly skilled technician that understands how to minimize variations. If anybody is, many of our listeners, I'm sure, have used a digital caliper to measure a part and knows that how you hold it, how much pressure you use, the location you measure, and the type of measurement tips you have really determine the repeatability of the measurement. In our process development, we emphasize that, every part has to be measured in the same orientation, measured at the same location with the same force. This is something that's very challenging when you're having people do the measurements because of, their changing dexterity, their fatigue, and their distraction.
And who are your bullseye customers? Like, what sectors are they in?
Yeah, we're targeting quality professionals and engineers that need to increase their capacity of their operations. They need better staff engagement, and they want to reduce measurement errors. This means it's an interesting shift because it means the people we're targeting care more about the whole solution and what we achieve as a system, and they really care less about the underlying technologies and software. They really value the integration, particularly the integration of part movement and part measurement and data logging. And this is a big advantage we have with by integrating a collaborative robot, is that they're very easy to program. You can quickly deploy them. And just as important, you can redeploy them with your in-house team to different parts.
So what is a smart end effector? Like, what are some of the characteristics of that?
We talk about mechatronics a lot, and that's really a big word that's becoming more popular. This idea that your system integrates motor, mechanisms, bearings, sensors, drive electronics, microprocessors, and embedded firmware, all inside, in this case, a gripper. So when you think about the gripper, all that it needs is 24 volts, which is the common industry voltage supply available, and digital commands. In our case, we use RS-485 as a parallel bus, but you can use Ethernet or CAN or a lot of other potential interfaces. But you're sending commands to the gripper to make it do what you want. And the gripper takes care of the movement and the measurement and the closed loop control. In our case, our gripper has a 20 millimeter stroke. It's programmable up to 10 newtons. It can measure parts of 100 millimeters and 100 grams. And it only weighs 175 grams itself. So it's very compatible with the idea of using it on small robots, especially if you want to put three grippers on one small robot.
And you mentioned about plug and play. So how does the plug and play aspect work?
So plug and play is a natural extension of this idea of a smart gripper. In the case of Universal Robots, it's a simple mechanical installation, four bolts. It's a single connector that you plug into the tool port for RS-485. And then you load software inside the UR Teach Pendant. And our application runs inside of the Universal Robots operating system. So when you bring up the operating system for the robot, we're just another axis or multiple axes on the robot. It's all seamlessly integrated in a single operating application. And then we also provide that output through the robot's Ethernet cable to an external computer when you want to log data.
So you designed QSPAN to work on a collaborative robot. And why is that? And we should probably talk a little bit about what a collaborative robot is as opposed to an industrial robot.
Yeah. So Universal Robots is the industry leader in collaborative robots. And they've really, really defined this new market niche in a lot of ways. They're more intuitive and easier to use. I think a key idea is you don't program the robot, you teach it. And that literally means you move the robot arm to a position and say, remember this position. And so then you move to another position. I've heard testimonials where people on the shop floor say, if you can operate your smartphone, you can operate this robot. So this is some of the difference that isn't typically and historically been true of some of the more classic industrial robots that require a much higher level of embedded knowledge. Universal Robots has exactly the same objectives that we have in this space. They provide the robot, we provide the solution. They talk about the ability to automate anything in some of their descriptions of their product. A big differentiator between collaborative and industrial robots is the open architecture. The idea that we can actually write programs and load them into the robot controller is something that's really new to the industry. And in some circles and in some groups, the idea that you would do that to a robot, that you could load third-party software, just is an incredibly stressful idea, because it means you're creating uncertainties and dangers, and the fact that Universal Robots supports this and certifies what we do as part of their UR-CAPS program is very powerful. So we're actually certified by Universal Robots, our product, and they promote it on their new application web pages.
So yes, that's a good segue. I understand that the product, the QSPAN, is now part of UR's application kit. So what does that mean to a quality control manager or a plant owner?
So it means you really have a couple options for proceeding to bring automated part measurement into your facility. You can buy a kit, a do-it-yourself kit, that really enables your in-house automation team to independently purchase our product, the QSPAN, and then purchase a robot from Universal Robots, merge them together, and in just a few hours, you'll have a functioning system. And this system, with an example part, will demonstrate pick, measure, record, and place. It will show how you can present parts and remove parts using modular trays. We'll provide metrology tooling that is designed specifically for this example part. And we'll provide, and that includes, by the way, zero reference artifacts. So you can always prove that you're measuring the right dimensions at any point in your process. And we'll provide the software that ties it all together into a complete process. From that, your in-house automation team can make the adjustments and changes needed to measure your specific parts. So if you have an in-house automation team, the kit gets you started and your in-house team takes it from there. If you don't have an in-house automation team, many small companies don't, we're also providing a workstation solution where we will take your parts and create the tooling and process for those parts and deliver it to you as a complete solution, with the hope and expectation that after we've delivered that, your staff can pick up the responsibility for future additions and new parts that you might want to measure. But we're also available to continuously support that if you need us.
And they would just need new trays or whatever for new parts.
New trays, fingertips, new dead nest, all the things that are specific to the particular feature that you're being that's being measured.
And what kind of parts does QSPAN work on? What size?
We like to bound the current product at dimensions less than 4 inches, the mass less than 3 or 4 ounces, dimensional tolerances greater than 1/1000th of an inch. And in general, a good rule of thumb is if the part can be measured effectively using a manual digital caliper, we can do that. We can measure that part with QSPAN. We're actually probably about 2 times more precise, but it's a good rule of thumb to start. And we can always have a conversation about that. And we're happy to provide a free assessment of your part to help you determine whether what the part you're making is compatible with QSPAN measurements.
Very nice. What happens on a part changeover?
So after you've created a process and you've validated it and you're satisfied you're getting the proper measurements from your part, if you want to switch over to another validated part, it's really a question of changing the tooling, installing new tooling, fingertips, trays, dead nests, zero reference, installing the robot program that's been saved for that particular part, establishing new zero references for your gripper calipers, and then running your process, pick, measure, record, and place. Usually it takes just minutes. It takes certainly less than an hour.
That's very, very good, very, very fast. Let's talk about the economics of the system. How much does it cost, and what are the expected paybacks in terms of time?
So for the QSPAN kit, the do-it-yourself kit, the retail price is $35,000. And you'll need to buy, in parallel with that, a Universal Robot, which is a similar price. So it's about a $70,000 investment, approximately. If you want the workstation solution, they typically start at about $40,000, plus you also have to buy the robot. So it starts at 70, and then you have to add in additional time and expense if you want custom parts. You know, a good rule of thumb when you add in your in-house time is you might have a $100,000 investment in the total once you're deployed and everyone's trained and up and running. So in that scenario, a return on investment will vary, but in many scenarios, particularly if you work in a couple, two shifts, the payback will be less than 10 months. And our team is happy to assist you with that return on investment assessment.
Excellent. And what? How do you get this? Like, what is the process to buying, installing, and commissioning a Qspan system?
So first of all, contact us, and we're happy to get you started on that process. You can buy the Qspan directly from NuScale Robotics or from our distributors, and we'll coordinate and we'll help you with that. The universal robot that's needed is the UR3E cobot, and that'll need to be purchased from a distributor. And if you buy the kit, of course, then you're installing that system at your facility with your in-house automation team. If you're buying the solution, then we would ask you to drop ship the robot to us. We'll do the installation and the verification and deliver the complete solution to you.
That's great. Dave, is there anything that I've missed kind of in our conversation today about Qspan and about small parts measurement? We did make the assumption that these will live usually in the QA lab or the quality control area.
So the initial thinking was an expectation is this product would be used in a QC lab where, you know, essentially a person would stand up, move their chair out of the way, and move a Qspan in the same space. So you can install a Qspan in a QC lab with very little change in your facilities or your workflow. We're also getting some market feedback that says it's very important to think about having Qspans on the factory floor next to the machine. And that's an area that we can also support, and we're happy to have those discussions. They tend to be very specific to the process and environment that it's in, but we certainly can work also on the factory floor.
Thank you for that, David. And how do people get a hold of you if they're interested in finding out about NuScale Technologies, NuScale Robotics and Qspan?
Please go to NuScaleRobotics.com. There's a website, and that's the best way to connect to information about our products. You can reach me directly, and the office number is 585-924-4450. And we have salespeople ready, or myself ready, to talk to you about this product. We're happy to hear what your requirements are and help you take the next steps into automation. We're targeting people that we appreciate the fact that we're targeting people that perhaps this is their first automation project, and so we want to make that discovery process as painless and as clear as possible, and help you think through how you can bring automation to your high mix small batch manufacturing process.
I would like to thank and acknowledge our partner, A3, the Association for Advancing Automation. A3 is the umbrella association for the RIA, AIA, MCMA, and A3 Mexico. These four associations combined represent almost 1,300 automation manufacturers, component suppliers, systems integrators, end users, research groups, and consulting firms throughout the world that are driving automation forward. I'd also like to thank and recognize our partner, Painted Robot. Painted Robot builds and integrates digital solutions. They're a web development firm that offers SEO and digital social marketing and can set up and connect CRM and other ERP tools to unify marketing, sales, and operations. As web and digital is changing, Painted Robot is helping advanced manufacturers stay modern and competitive in the space. You can find Painted Robot at paintedrobot.com. If you'd like to get in touch with us at the Robot Industry Podcast, our email address is therobotindustrypodcast@gmail.com, or you can find me, Jim Beretta, on LinkedIn. If you have an idea, an interesting company or technology, or would like to be a guest or nominate someone to be a guest, please send me an email. We'll see you next time, and thanks for listening. Be safe out there. Today's podcast was produced by Customer Traction, and I'd like to thank my nephew, Chris Gray, for the music, Chris Colvin for the audio production, my partner Janet, and our sponsors A3 and Painted Robot.